morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone on today's ALAC Leadership Team monthly call on Wednesday, the 24th of September at 20:00 UTC. We have Olivier Clefin-Leblanc, Evan Labovich, Leon Sanchez, Alan Greenberg, Julie Hammer. Apologies noted from Tijani Benjamin, Holly Raich, and Maureen Hilliard. Dev Anand Tuluk Singh will be joining us in the next 30 to 45 minutes. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Ariel Young, Terry Agnew, and myself, Lisa Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela. It's Olivier Clefin-Leblanc speaking. Have we missed anybody in the roll call? Hearing no one shout their name out, so that's fine. Thank you. And we'll go immediately to review the action items from the ALT meeting and from the ALAC meeting. Since time is of the essence, we'll try and do this quite fast. On the ALT, the last ALT meeting, we still have three open action items that are long-term. The first one for Ariel to work with Dave and Olivier on the development of an overall workspace for the collection of at-large action items. That's ongoing. The next one is for staff to monitor the use of additional languages over the course of a few months. That's also ongoing. And the third one being the Speakers Bureau. Should the ALAC ask that the Speakers Bureau list of potential speakers be expanded to include a database of well-known and vetted community experts that would be able to address communities in their local language or local cultures or by topic rather than by having it restricted only currently to staff and board members? Olivier was to write a note to the Speakers Bureau and push for a statement. I have sent a note to the Speakers Bureau copying at-large staff. I have not received a response yet. So that's also ongoing, and if I don't receive a response in the next 48 hours, I shall be sending a reminder to the person that I've sent the note to. Further down the page, on the newly assigned action items, staff is to send another email to the at-large community and ask members to contribute questions to the ICANN 51 Q&A workspaces on the wiki. The deadline is the 25th of September. We are somehow just a day away from this, and we'll be looking at those questions in a moment. And then secondly, staff is to ask the ALT and GNSO liaison candidates to respond on how they meet the requirements for their post. Has there been a response on this, Heidi?
This is Heidi. Thank you, Olivia. Yes, all candidates have now posted their responses.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. And so we can proceed forward. Any comments or questions on the ALT action items? None that I can see, so we can jump straight to the ALAC call action item, the ALAC call taking place yesterday. The open action items have the same two. So for Ariel to work with Dave and Olivier on the at-large AIs and for staff to monitor the additional languages. But thirdly, Olivia is to take up the issue of volunteer recognition and consideration with other SO and AC chairs. I explained yesterday that I have done that, but with little success for the time being, the attention of SO and AC chairs being taken elsewhere. The next one is for staff to investigate with web admin when the Atlas II website can be moved, and yesterday it was explained that the website will be able to move to an ICANN site. But because it doesn't, ICANN does not run any WordPress websites, the site will be static, and it will therefore just be archived effectively. And finally, on the open action items, Terry Agnew is to follow up on the missing reports from Atlas II working group chairs. And as we know, that's also, I believe that is also ongoing. Maybe we have Terry on the call, actually. How is this, how's the progress on this, Terry?
Hi, Olivier, this is Heidi. I believe she's still on the Secretariat's call, but I know that she followed up with all, and I think there's just one or two that are still remaining.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Heidi. So next, Olivier speaking again. The newly assigned action items are as follows. Staff to update the ICANN 51 meeting page on Thursday, the 16th of October, and add the agenda of the CCNSO meeting. I believe that was done. Is that correct?
Gisela, can you respond to that, please? This is Heidi.
Sorry, Olivier, Gisela here. Yes, confirmed it's been completed.
Thank you. Next, Olivier and Alan to follow up on the ALS certification vote transparency issue on the ALAC internal mailing list. I think we'll do that within the next week or so. The Atlas to IT, that's the implementation team, to provide the ICANN board a three-page summary of post-Atlas II activities as soon as possible. I have discussed this with staff, and I think that if you are not part of the Atlas II implementation team, you will have seen that some emails have now gone out to chairs of working groups that have been allocated with tasks to follow up on the Atlas II. And I think that based on the response provided by those working group chairs, I shall be writing a three-page summary. I think one of the pages will probably hold the table of recommendations to the board with a status, and the other two pages will be explaining what our process is and what kind of a response we expect to be getting. And next, the ALAC is to prepare questions to be discussed with a GAC, and we will be doing this in a moment. And I don't think that I have seen any follow-up from anyone on the ALAC for the GAC questions page, so I think it will be up to the ALT to decide on this. And finally, staff is to find out whether the new GAC leadership will be selected. Has this been found, Heidi?
This is Heidi. I don't believe so. Gisela, have you had a chance to do that? Through Julia, by any chance? Otherwise, I can follow up right now with Olaf.
It's Alan. I can address that.
Okay.
Alan Greenberg, you have the floor.
Yes. There's the process is starting now, and the vote for the final vote for the leadership will be taken in LA. So there will be a new chair likely coming out of that meeting. Heather's term officially goes till next year, but likely a new chair will take effect almost immediately. But
okay, thank you very much for this update. Yeah,
well, I'm not
update,
sure. It may be part. They may do a transition partway through the meeting. That's their call.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks very much for this. So these are the action items. Are there any questions or comments on these action items? Seeing no one put their hand up, let's move on then, and we can go straight back to our agenda. We'll have the items for discussion, the ALAC policy development activities, the statements or endorsement currently being developed. There are four of them. Enhancing ICANN Accountability 2.0. Alan Greenberg is considering drafting a statement. You will have noticed that there was also a discussion on the ALAC mailing list that proposes that the ALAC, rather than writing its own statement, could be looking at the statement that was proposed by the registry stakeholder group and sign up on that. I understand that other SOs and ACs and SGs and constituencies are also looking at that same statement and are also considering signing up on it. Are there any comments or any thoughts one way or other on this issue? And I note that Alan Greenberg has put his hand up, so you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. As I noted in an email earlier today, which I think went to the ALAC working list, what we saw coming out of Istanbul with a statement being signed by essentially all the ACs and SOs got a reaction from ICANN which I have never in my 8 years seen before. They immediately took action on part of it, which is opening the public comment, which they hadn't done until then. And we then got not particularly satisfactory, but relatively detailed answer from Fatty. And that, although we didn't like everything he said, he essentially said that this is in the community's hands and we need to tell him what him and ICANN what it is we want. The power of that statement that was submitted in Istanbul is unprecedented, and I think we need to follow up on it the same way. And as long as what is being proposed by the registries is pretty close to what we want to see, and I think the last version, which you distributed an hour or two ago, was not particularly bad. Some of the issues that Raf had mentioned are no longer in that document. So I think we need to look at it carefully, and if indeed there is anything that we think needs to be changed, we need to say it really quickly. But the power of supporting it, I think, is something we can't minimize. Thank you. If we believe generally that that's the way to go, and you know, the first statement was somewhat rigid. This one is basically saying we think it should be a cross-community working group, but if you don't follow us, then this is what you must do. And I haven't read the if, buts, and ands very thoroughly, but they look like they're pretty good. And I think we need to come to closure on that within hours.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Alan. Olivier speaking. I've not had the chance to study the statement in great detail, but having discussed it with other SO and AC chairs, it is well understood that certainly another joint statement from SO, ACs, SGs, etc., would certainly have a much stronger impact than separate statements from the different parts of ICANN, and certainly would symbolically be very strong as well as a follow-up to the previous statement that was co-signed. With regards to our process, as you know, for any statements that we have, we need to have a five-day vote. Unfortunately, the closing date for comments is going to be this Saturday, as I understand it, Saturday the 27th, so that gives us 3 days. But, of course, we have in the past sent statements out pending ALAC ratification, and we could, therefore, engage the ratification after the statement is sent, provided we have a consensus on the ALAC mailing list. And so if we were to engage down the road of co-signing this statement that was prepared by the registry stakeholders group, then I would suggest putting out a consensus call within the next 48 hours. So let's say on Thursday night UTC, 24-hour consensus call and say, does anybody actually totally object to this being sent out? So at least we'll know what kind of support this statement would have. Let me reopen the floor, and next we have Evan Leibovich.
Thanks, Olivier. I guess my answer to that would be we have in the past have situations where you have sent a letter in on times where we simply haven't had a chance to act fast enough. That's the nature of this. We're supposed to be a bottom-up process. There's no way we can be anywhere near bottom-up at the kind of timetable that we're given for this kind of thing. If the other constituencies are capable of doing that, that's great, but let's not make any pretense that anything that we can come up with, I mean, considering the fact that as of this moment, we have nothing on the table, to go from that to something that could even resemble an ALAC statement between now and the deadline is just insane. The best I think we can do is suggest that perhaps you write a letter concurring personally, but based on conversations you've had with other people within ALAC, that's probably the most truthful statement that we can do at this point. I got to tell you, the longer time goes on, though, the less confidence I have even in the process that's being done. We're looking at doing, you know, little checks and fixes here and there, and the more I look at it, the more there's fundamental problems with the way this is being handled. ICANN should not be in charge of this process. I don't know how to mince words on that. ICANN is a stakeholder in this process, and in its role right now, it is acting, I think I've written somebody, some of the rest of you have seen, that it's acting as player referee and league commissioner in this process. And as a matter of public trust, this looks bad. As a matter of effective results, it looks worse. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Evan. Did you have a chance to read through the Registry Stakeholders Group statement?
I did not see it. I saw the response. I did not see their statement.
Okay, right. Well, invite you to read through it, and hopefully you can comment on it in the next 24 hours or so. That'd be really helpful. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. With regard to the last part of Evan's statement, the Registry Stakeholder Group statement leads off saying this should be a cross-constituency effort, period, and you know, you get out of it and we'll make recommendations to the board. So I think they're essentially saying what you're saying, but given that that may well not be accepted given the short time frame and who knows what are the other issues that are relevant, they then say if you're going to go ahead with what you were planning, here is, you know, a whole bunch of other caveats. With regard to the first part of what you said, I will go further than that, and given my position, this may sound self-serving, and I apologize. We have before given Olivier the right to speak on behalf of the ALAC, and I believe Olivier at this point should be saying, given the current direction of the registry stakeholders thing, and I believe that last version you distributed is the final one out of the registry stakeholder group, because they had both a doc and a PDF version of it, that given what they are saying, is there anyone who has strong objection to the ALAC supporting this or something similar to it, and if so, giving Olivier the right to speak on our behalf. So essentially a consensus call asking, is there any dissent? And if there's no significant dissent, and one is not significant based on our rules of procedure, then Olivier has the right to speak on our behalf, period. And we essentially gave him that right to do it at the Istanbul meeting, to sign the document. It was signed as the individuals, but it effectively came from us. And I think we can do this formally and do it quickly. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Alan. So that you're speaking. So just to ask specifically, do you think that asking for an ALAC vote that starts after the deadline, the five-day ALAC vote, is superfluous or impossible? Or
if you're asking me, I believe if we give you the right to speak on behalf of us, it is not necessary. It might be a nice touch. But it's not that you're speaking pending a vote. It's the vote simply ratifies. And by the way, the rules of procedure do give the chair and the ALT, but I think the chair, the right to act when timing is swift and get something ratified after the fact. I could dig out the exact wording of it,
yeah,
but
yeah.
There is yeah. Wording to that effect.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. And certainly we have ratified some statements after we have sent them when time was an issue.
I'll put my hand back.
It's not a new thing. Alan Greenberg? Alan?
Yes?
Yeah, you said your hand was back up? Or
no, I said I'll put my hand back up when I have the rule in front of me in a minute or two.
Okay. Alan asks if there is a link to the Registry Stakeholder Group statement easily at hand to anyone. I've sent it by email. I know that staff has been on back-to-back conference calls, so I don't think they were able to put it anywhere on the wiki or link it anywhere to the wiki.
Olivia, if you sent an email pointing to the email file in the mailman archive, we'll indirectly give them a point to the statement.
That's a very good point, Alan. Yes, thank you. I could try and find this. Let me try and find it very quickly. If you give me a couple of seconds. I'm in the archive right now, and so the there we go. Oops, finding the right location is. That's where the statement is. Okay, let's move on, and we might come back to this in a second. So the next one now is release of country and territory names within the .newstar TLD. We did send an email to the new GTLD working group, and I haven't seen a reply on this. Evan, I know you're running that working group. Have you had a chance to have a look at it and find out whether there should be a statement on this or not?
Thanks, Olivier. It's Evan. We basically issued a blanket statement, and I think we've adopted a position that every time that we get a response to an individual state application like this, we basically sent a letter saying, please refer to a previous statement. We did a blanket one until and unless there's something significantly different about a registry asking for two-character domain exemptions, that we basically have a blanket position about it, and I don't think we have to revisit each time. We could essentially literally carbon copy the original blanket statement and send it to all of these. So I'd really, given the other things that are on the plate of the working group right now, I really think that as a procedural issue, we should be able to just say, you know, please see this omnibus position we took on two-letter domains.
Thank you, Evan. Evan, it's Olivier. We have done that for others, but this is a different one. This one asks for full country or territory names to be allowed at the second level. So, for example, Canada.newstar or United States.newstar or United Kingdom or Germany.newstar. That's what they are looking for, not the two-character domain name. So the statement is actually potentially quite different. Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. I will address that particular question. I believe it is a completely reasonable thing to do. If a brand TLD wants to be able to be wants to have its TLD usable by the rest of the world, it makes complete sense for the second level to be the country that you're looking for information on. So if I'm looking for IBM, Canada.IBM is a reasonable URL for me to type in. I think it's a completely reasonable thing, and I do not believe it differentiates from countries. It confuses with countries. Newstar in their application has said they have talked to the GAC, and if any country objects to its use, they are willing to engage in a one-on-one and not deploy anything until that country agrees. I think it's a completely reasonable request. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't put my hand up in time, but to speed up, this is Evan. Actually, it's even broader than that, Alan, even in generics. Canada.com is not owned by any governmental agency or nonprofit. Germany.com is privately owned. So we already have precedents in the G space where country names are accepted by the public as not necessarily being representative of a government or any official entity. So I don't see any reason why the new TLDs have to go through a restriction that has not been applied to the legacies. Thanks.
Evan, they need to go through it because it was agreed to launch the round.
It
may have been stupid, but that's what we did.
So they agreed to it, and now they're trying to get an exemption?
No, ICANN and the GAC agreed to it, and it had a provision for brand TLDs to get exemptions.
Oh, well, obviously I have a position of no restrictions, personally.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Evan. So do you wish to respond and let this known? I mean, do you wish to propose this as a first draft? We're looking here at not needing to draft more than a paragraph with about, 10 sentences that would explain this.
My problem is I'm about to go offline for about 4 days, so it's something that needs to be done really, really quickly. You're not going to be able to count on me for that.
Could you task the new GTLD working group with, ask someone on there to volunteer to do it?
I'll ask, but if nobody puts their hand up, I'm going to be out of touch for 4 days.
Yeah, that's fine. It's Olivia speaking. That's fine. Fine. That's okay, let's say. Ultimately, the deadline for this is the 10th of October, and that's the 10th of October for the initial comment period. The reply period is the 8th of November. So there is some time to be able to draft something and send it out. It's just to find out whether we should have no statement on this or whether we should have a statement. And judging from what you've mentioned there, there is an opinion you've expressed, and you might wish to express this and see what the feedback is in at large.
Okay. I mean, the statement is literally a one-liner. That is no objection to the no objection to the use of country names.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on then. The next one is the Board Working Group report on the Nominating Committee. And there was a discussion on this yesterday in the ALAC call. Eduardo Diaz, unfortunately, was not able to make the call, but I pointed him to the recording of the call, and he also inquired with a number of people. So there's been I can see 20 comments under his statement and a whole string of discussions. I know, Alan, you've been quite involved with the discussion. You wish to, so you put your hand up. Alan Greenberg.
I actually put my hand up to go back to the previous issue, but I will comment very quickly on this one. There has been substantive comment. I find it very encouraging. People are making statements. Other people are saying, hey, yeah, that's true. I'm changing my position. I've said that, but a number of other people have said that as well. And Eduardo is tracking these things, and I think we're in good shape in that one.
Okay, thank you for this, Alan. The deadline for comments is the first. So we still have another week of comments, of potential comments, which is, as you said, it's great to see activity on that. Several members on the Nominating Committee have now been also commenting on this, so that's great. And back to you, Alan, for the other one.
Okay, with regard to taking action on the accountability going forward, I put in the chat, what I'm suggesting is that the chair ask for the agreement of the ALAC via call for, essentially a consensus call, asking for any disagreement to allow the chair to speak on behalf of the ALAC in this regard, in the general direction of supporting the registry statement as it stands now or as it evolves, over the next few days. So we give you the permission to do that. So that's number one, is what I'm suggesting. If that is not done, there is a rule 5.11, which says the ALAC chair may make substantive decisions on behalf of the ALAC if the matter is of such urgency that the ALAC cannot practically be consulted. To the extent possible, this must be done in consultation with the ALT, and any such decision must be reported to the ALAC without undue delay and then ratified by the ALAC as soon as possible. That's if you don't ask for permission to act on our behalf, which is I would suggest you do. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. So I've sent the draft to the ALAC mailing list 3 hours ago. At 1748 UTC, knowing that now it's 2034 UTC. So I've sent this out, and what I will do then tomorrow, giving a little bit of time for ALAC members to read this, I shall do exactly as you say and ask for a consensus call to allow me to make the decision and proceed forward with saying yes, and then probably be launching a vote after the deadline for next week. Alan?
Yep, sorry, that's an old hand. I would suggest in that message you reference having discussed it with the ALT.
With the ALT.
And sadly, most of the ALT is not here yet, but nevertheless.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Alan. Let's go for the last one on the list, and that's the SEEK Community Input Draft Document from GAC Subgroup on Geographic Names. This is something which was not around yesterday. It's an email I have received today from GAC support. I'm not sure why it's not going through the official public comment system. It looks as though it's it may be an internal consultation, but the letter effectively asked for SOAC and SG leaders to ask their groups on the about the plans of the GAC subgroup on geographic names. And it's a subgroup of the GAC working group on future new GTLDs, and it will be looking at several public policy aspects related to geographic names, and is currently seeking community input on the draft text. I must say I've received this about an hour ago, so I haven't been able to read through it yet. I don't expect any of you to have been able to read through it yet. But the question is, what kind of an answer should we provide to this? And I guess it's a little premature maybe for us to decide here. I just wanted to draw your attention to this. But perhaps
Olivier,
Alan has already read through it. So, Alan?
No, I haven't, and I had to step away because my phone rang, so I don't even know what you're talking about. I just wanted to point out that what if you were asking for agreement, I'm not agreeing because I don't have a clue what you're asking about. So
okay,
just go on.
Alan,
it's not important.
Olivia speaking, I'm very disappointed that you don't agree on something that you are not aware of, and that's really terrible. But the unknown. It's to do with a draft document from the GAC subgroup on geographic names. We've just received this. I would like to draw your attention to it. We will ask for the new GTLD working group if a statement is necessary on this. I also wondered, we had a group on geographic names in the past that were quite interested in all this aspect of geographical names. Was that a group that included Tijani Benjema, Fatima Tambornero, Sandra Hofrichter? I'm just saying this from memory at the moment. Does anyone have an idea?
I know Tijani was on it. I don't remember if it Fatima was, but could well have been.
Okay, thanks, Alan. It's Olivier, and unfortunately Tijani is at a conference at the moment as well, so we're thin on this. We'll put this to the side. Just have a read when you all have the time, and come back to us on this. Finally, see the currently open public comment that the ALAC is not going to respond to the proposed changes to GNSS operating procedures. We don't need to review again. And therefore, we are now going to review the ALAC monthly call. On this occasion, since I know several of us have to leave early, and we are not that many people on the call, I'm not going to go through each one of the sections. Are there any points that you would like to make on any of the discussions that we had yesterday? Any follow-up points that you think we should pick up? Just reminding you the items for decision were the policy development, and then we had the ALS accreditation voting, where Alan and I have to get back to the ALAC and decide on whether the ALS accreditation vote should be anonymous or should show how each ALAC member voted. So we might need to send out an email to the ALAC list to follow up on this and get the different points of view on the table. And then the review of at-large meetings we're going to have a look at very quickly now. The update on the post-APAS 2 implementation activities, I think that there has been no movement since yesterday, so you've all heard what's going on. Oh, yes, just one thing. Yesterday night I did send out to all of the chairs of the working groups to whom those recommendations were addressed to by the Atlas 2 implementation team. I sent out an email to them asking for a timeline on how long it would take for their working group to come back to the implementation team with their recommendations or their expanded recommendations. I have not had a response yet. It was late last night for me, and it's less than 24 hours ago, but I hope to be receiving responses within the next 48 hours, I hope. So that's
Olivier,
one
this is... Sorry,
yes,
this is Evan.
First, I've got Alan Greenberg with his hand up, and then after you will be, it will be
okay.
Your floor. So Alan Greenberg first.
Yeah, the only thing I think we may want a little bit of follow-up on is the IANA cross-community working group, which we now have to select people for and specify who our formal five reps are or whatever it is. And I'm trying to remember, is that something that you asked the RALOs for already, or is that a different five people that you asked the RALOs for?
Yeah, thank you for this, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. So there are two cross-community working groups which we could be supplying people to. So the one that you're referring to is the IANA Stewardship Transition Cross-Community Working Group. The charter was agreed by the ALAC,
right.
And there were two amendments which were also agreed by the ALAC. It looks as though the amendment that the ALAC wanted to have, that the ALAC proposed, is not likely to be taken up by the other SOs and ACs because it arrived a bit too late. With regards to the composition of the membership of this working group, the ALAC was afforded five slots. And so the process that the IANA Stewardship Transition Working Group pursued was to email the RALO chairs, since the five spots were really there for us to provide a demographically diverse panel. And I've therefore asked the RALO chairs to select someone from the IANA issues, the at-large IANA issues working group, so that we've already got somebody who is in the bath, who is in the know. I have now received the names of all the people selected by the different different people. By the different RALOs. And so, and suddenly I don't have them in my head, but I'll try and remember. So as far as Neuralo is concerned, they will be coming back to us shortly. That's the only RALO who has not provided us with someone. As far as Afralo is concerned, it's soon Uledeji. For Uralo, it's myself. For Lacralo, I believe it is Fatima Cambronero. For AP Rallo, it would be, I can't even remember. Staff, do you by any chance have that email at hand?
Olivia, we'll look for that. Just a moment, sorry.
Oh, yes, sorry, it's on the secretariat. I will find that out in a second, if you give me that mid-second requirement. Where are the secretariat? Anyway, so these are the current ones. Here we go. I've got them now. So... No? There we are. Okay, so the secretariat. So Seun Ojedeji for Afralo. Yes, Fouad Bajwa for AP Rallo. Myself for Uralo. Fatima Cambronero for LAC Rallo. And unknown at the moment for Naralo. So that's the overall list. Alan Greenberg?
Sorry, old hand.
Okay, thank you. Now, bearing in mind those people are going to be relaying with the work of the IANA Issues Working Group, The Iron Issues Working Group feeds on the one hand our two members on the INA coordination group, so Mohamed El-Bashir and Jean-Jacques Sebrenat, and on the other side it will feed the people in the cross-community working group. So we'll see as time goes how those members perform, how those people perform. One of the problems we have at the moment is the amount of workload, and I think that, you know, the more we can share the workload among many people, the better it will be. I don't expect everybody's performance to be 120% like some people, but I have real concerns that those people that have their hands in so many of the working groups and so on are feeling such strain at the moment that 110% is not possible anymore, and we might end up at zero when people burn out. So there's a concern on that. Okay, thank you. And so these are recommendations by the RALOs, by the way. The process forward, as for any appointment in cross-community working groups, is for the ALAC to agree to these people. So the way it will work, as soon as we receive a response from NARALO, the way it will work is for the INA Issues Working Group to publish that list, for it to send it to the ALAC and for the ALAC to agree to it. And I'm not sure whether we will need a vote or a consensus call on that. That's something which I leave you, Alan, to remind us. For such appointments, does it need a vote or is it a consensus call?
Any appointments can be done by consensus call.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for this, Alan. So we'll probably do a consensus call on it. Okay, Evan Leibovich, you wanted to speak. You were in line after Alan. Evan has probably been cut off.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Evan.
So I got dropped off the call and then put back on to the point where I no longer remember what I was originally asking about, so go ahead.
Okay, thanks very much, Evan. You must have been rebooted. So let's go over any other comments on the ALAC conference call.
Oh, sorry, I just remembered.
Ah, back to you, Evan.
As you were saying that you were asking for reports of committee chairs about how they were going to react to the Atlas committee, and so I just want to ask in terms of prioritization. As you know, I'm either chair or co-chair of both the GTLD and the Future Challenges Working Group, both of which have been involved in things that were discussed at Atlas. Both of them have pretty full plates when it comes to things that it's going to be discussed up to and including in Los Angeles. So I'm asking you in terms of prioritization, whether or not responding to the requests of the Atlas group, is that a higher priority than the things that are already on our plate, or how do you want me to treat them? Thanks.
Yeah, thanks very much for this, Evan. It's Olivier speaking. So those recommendations that you have received as chair of the new GTLD working group and as co-chair of the Future Challenges Working Group are recommendations that are aimed at the board. The Atlas II declaration was sent to the board, and immediately the board came back rather fast and said, well, that's really great. We see all this great work, but the recommendations you are sending for us to act on are mostly quite either generic or very wide in scope. They're not very targeted, and just telling the board to do something, i.e. do something, doesn't help. You have to tell us what is it that you want us to do. So those recommendations need an expansion. They need to be maybe sometimes taken apart and basically into their little components. And so a recommendation that says to the board, do something, would be transformed into a recommendation that says, do this, 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 and that. Agree to this, 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 and that. Put together this, 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 and that. These are much more targeted recommendations.
I understand that.
OK. Okay, so let me just continue on this, Evan. So effectively, we are now, the ALAC is going to meet with the board on the 6th day of the ALAC, of the ICANN meeting, and the aim is to have one of two things ready for them by then. Either have a fully drawn out set of recommendations from them, and I realize with only 2 weeks remaining, it's going to be very hard to do so. Or to have, I think that we might have some low-hanging fruit that we could actually put forward on their desk for them to start working on, and at the same time provide them with a status update on how we are implementing, or how we are detailing those other recommendations that will be coming to them very soon. With regards to priority, this has the highest priority because we're dealing directly with the board here. And they seem to have the ear open for us at the moment. We definitely don't want to miss that opportunity.
Okay. So in other words, so having seen the things that's already on our plate, which has to do for things like future DTLD rounds, things to do like ICANN accountability, and other things that I already thought were pretty high on the list, you're now saying that these get bumped off, these things get bumped down the line for these groups then to have to open up what the Atlas group did and have to try and jig which of these can be massaged in 2 weeks' time for presentation to the board. Is that what you're telling me?
I think you've got it, Evan. It's Olivia speaking.
Okay.
I'm sorry to have to say that, but it's unfortunately tight deadlines and certainly, yes, an added workload on this. And I guess you're going to have to try and balance out all of that and maybe get some of the, maybe share the workload on your working group.
Okay. I'll simply make the comment that based on the way that it's operated to date, future challenges in specific does not react very well to drop everything requests.
Okay. Thanks for your thought, and unfortunately, this really is down to the success of the Atlas too. So I guess it's going to have to do something, and it's going to have to move. And I know it's the wrong time because in 1 week or 2 weeks' time, people will be starting to work. Certainly, on the accountability issues, Evan, it's not as urgent as it was supposed to be to start with because the process is just only starting and will probably just only start in Los Angeles. But I have a feeling that with all of the recommendations that have been allocated by the follow-up implementation team to the Future Challenges Working Group and also in addition to all of the other things that the FCWG is doing, you might wish to split your group into more than one team and get them to do things in parallel, and not get everyone involved on one thing. And this is really down to the management of the working group. With regards to the new GTLD working group, would it help if we try and ask to find a co-chair for this? Because I can certainly feel that you have some strain in your voice regarding this.
Well, the strain is not just personal. I don't know if you remember from anyone here who attended the last new GTLD call. I think we had 4 people in it. So assigning a co-chair, I don't know if it's the answer. Delegating tasks, I'm not sure if it's the answer. Right now, it's simply a matter of the resources going around and what people are capable of working on. I can ask the question, but based on the attendance of the last conference call, There's not too much load to be shared. I'll leave it at that. I will ask the questions, and I will see what comes back.
Thanks very much for this, Evan. It's Olivier speaking. And just one more thing. You have been put in touch with 150 ATLOF structures a few months ago. It might be worth maybe asking for help on their mailing list. I would probably do that and say, look, we've got all these tasks in front of us, future challenges. Please join us. I don't think you're going to get 150 answers, but you might get a few more, 3-4 more people to be able to help out on this, and then you can delegate to the different people on there. I know that Dave is in the chat now. Welcome, Dave. You've joined us. And Dave is actually in a more uninviable position. I think he's chairing three of the working groups that have been given tasks. This is the reason why he's only able to now put a smiley on the chat, and he's absolutely speechless for everything else. It comes very late, but this request from the board has also been quite insistent, and we have had the summer that kind of spaced things out a little bit. Hopefully, now that the summer is now out and we're back to work in September, we can get people back on there. Alan Greenberg, your hand is up.
My hand is up. You're not going to like what I'm going to say. The board has very practically deferred things when their table is full and they have higher priority items. I wouldn't be surprised if dealing with the Atlas recommendations are one of those things that may partially slip. If we have to say in London, in Los Angeles, that we're not quite finished because of all the other things we're working on, I think they'll be very understanding. Just my opinion.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. That's a very good point. It's Olivier speaking. And this is why I felt if we can identify the low-hanging fruit, we could provide them with a handful or maybe less than a handful of recommendations that they could already start working on whilst we continue the work on the rest of the recommendations and then make it a date with the board in Marrakesh for the rest of it to be all ready and put on their desk and move forward with it all.
Olivia, and
it's
that's just
keeping
fine.
Them
that's
keeping
fine.
Them in the interest in there.
Yeah.
Because I do have to remind you, by the way, that our next meeting, face-to-face meeting, would be in March. So it really is nearly like what? November, December, January, February, March, 5 months until the next opportunity.
But what I'm saying is if one working group cannot come up with something, I would prefer them to do the job well than to do the job in a week and a half and do it poorly. This is important, and if it's not one of the ones we can address in L.A., then there's time to go forward on it.
Understood. Thank you. And I would agree with you on that. That's fine, too. Anyway, I look forward to the feedback from the working groups, and let's move on. Now, selection, I think that we've done all of the review of the ALAC call. The working group updates was all fine, and yeah, the rest is fine as well. Nothing of particular importance, and I'm mindful of the time for this call. So let's move on to our next agenda item, and that's the review of the at-large meetings at ICANN 51 in Los Angeles. What we have really, we've done the agendas yesterday. I don't think there's any addition to be discussed about the agendas. Let's just focus on the four questions workspaces. The global stakeholder engagement questions workspace, the board, the GAC, and the topics for the public forum. And starting with the board, starting with the global stakeholder engagement questions, I note that there's been no suggestion there. Global stakeholder engagement is going to be Sally Costerton, and I believe that she is bringing all her team along with her with the regional vice presidents as well. This time we will start with Sabe Boccia, who is in the Asia, Australasia, and Pacific Islands. Mostly just the Pacific Islands part, I think, not the rest of Asia. Asia is divided among several different people. But there are some questions that we will probably wish to ask. And since we haven't got any on the page at the moment, I ask you if you have any idea of what questions we would like to ask Sally Costerton and her team.
Olivier, in the absence of anyone saying anything, this is Evan. I may have a question that I just want to ask. It's one thing to go through the website and revamp the website, revamp the website, revamp the website. I want to go to the issue of the content of the website and what is being done, essentially, to make the issues of ICANN accessible. This is a constant recurring issue. you know, there's constantly the thought that in order to participate in ICANN, you have to be knee-deep in the lingo, you have to be knee-deep into the culture and the processes. What is the organization doing to try and rectify that and make the issues of ICANN accessible globally? Thanks.
Thanks very much for this, Evan. That's a good point. With regards to the website revamp, we will speak to Chris Gift later on the same day. And as you should be aware, or might be aware, the website is currently being redeveloped. Our at-large website we're speaking about is currently being redeveloped. I've also received a request from one member of the ICANN team to supply people as beta testers of the new search facility for the main ICANN website, which will be based on a customized Google search. I've forwarded this email to the Technology Task Force, and I believe that some members of the Technology Task Force have already volunteered to become beta testers on this. Now, with regards to access to information by newcomers or by people that wish to be involved in ICANN, I think that's a perfectly legitimate question. And if that question is transmitted in advance, maybe Sally could provide us with a roundup of what is now out there to be able to involve people into ICANN. I know that there was a myicann.org on the one side and then a number of other bells and whistles and things that came out, but I'm not quite sure which one survived. And that, I think maybe that's the gist of your questions. What is there out there to involve people? And is there a one-stop shop that tells people, well, this is how you can get involved? Is that correct?
It's not so much a matter of how to get involved. That kind of information is out there, how to get involved. I think it's a matter of having people armed with, here's why you want to get involved, not how do you do it. I think the how do you do it is adequately covered, but the why would you want to is not.
Okay, that's a good point. So let's try and design a question around this. Heidi, have you taken notes on this, or who is taking notes to design a question around that?
Sorry, could you say that again, please?
Say what again? Say my ask my question again, or
because
if I had to ask the question again, I don't think you would have heard what Evan said before that. So that answers my question already. My question was, did you note this? And I think the answer is no. All right, Heidi. Fine. Let's just redraft it ourselves then, and let's hope maybe the recording captures it. Because we are wasting time on this at the moment. So the question that Evan is suggesting to ask global stakeholder engagement is, what are the different... Tell us, Evan.
I'll come back to it when we're offline. I'll come back to it offline. Essentially, go ahead.
Well, I heard you talking about the website. Is that
no?
No, the issue is not the website. Lots of attention is being given to redevelopment of the website. The issue, Nia, is a matter of what content is it populated with, and what efforts are being done in order to make jargon-free, easy to understand information about ICANN issues that is accessible to a global audience. The redesign of the website is not relevant to what I'm saying. I'm talking about content and substance, that if somebody comes to the website, they shouldn't need to be knee-deep in the lingo. We should be, you know, there's issues, you know, things like who is and GTLDs does not need to be done in rocket science. And for the end user who is not thinking of buying a domain name, they need to know why does this matter to them.
Okay, that's one, and I think if we don't have that, then we can always take it back from the recording. The second one that Dave has put in the chat, how does global stakeholder engagement identify gaps in stakeholder representation, and how does GSC act accordingly? I think that's a good point as well to ask.
So, Olivier, I have my hand.
Go ahead, Heidi.
So the second one fits in perfectly, but the first one, that's a communications question, either for Chris Gift, who's speaking with us at another time, maybe Duncan, the communications department, but it's not going to be for GSE.
Well, isn't GSE, and it's Lydia speaking, isn't GSE in charge of all of the stakeholder engagements?
Not the website content, as far as I know. I mean, I can ask that, but I think it's more, in terms of the acronym, that's more like...
No. I'm not talking about drilling down that low, Heidi. I'm talking about seeing end users as a stakeholder, which makes them part of GSE, and if that's the case, what are we doing to make ICANN accessible to them? Don't even use the word website.
Okay, that's much better. Thank you, Mrs. Heidi.
So here we go. What is GSE doing to make ICANN accessible to end users? There you are. That's a short enough question. And then how does GSE identify gaps in stakeholder representation, and how does GSE act accordingly? Yep. Okay. Thank you for this, Evan. I think that's enough. We've got two questions for this. That's fine. Heidi, your hand is still up.
I will move it down.
Thank you very much. Next is the board questions workspace. And in the questions for the board, we've already got a main question first, which is the discussion of the Atlas II recommendations and observations. Now, obviously, if we haven't got that much to share, we will need a second topic to discuss with the board. I have asked, as per usual, for the board to supply a topic, but they apparently are reticent on doing so. They would like us to bring the second question to the table. And so I open the table and the floor for questions that we should ask. I believe that Evan might wish to speak.
Why, thank you. Based on other conversations, I have one question, and I think it's very pertinent to other things that may envelop other answers. And that question is, does the board of ICANN believe that ICANN itself is a stakeholder in the current IANA proceedings? And if so, what are the consequences of that?
Is a stakeholder in what proceedings?
The IANA stewardship transition.
Okay, thank you very much.
If we're in a multi-stakeholder process, is ICANN, the institution itself, a stakeholder?
Okay, thank you. Alan Greenberg.
I'm not answering that question. I'm just asking, is there anything else on our agenda which you're going to need me for? Because I am leaving shortly.
Alan, should we turn that around? Is there anything you needed to talk about before you left?
I don't see it. All I see is the accountability cross-community working group, which I thought was open to all according to the announcement they're pointing to. So I don't think there's anything to discuss in 6.
Yeah,
but this was the question. I may have misunderstood 6, which is why I'm asking the question.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivia speaking. 6 is actually specifically about this. Originally, there was a thought that this cross-community working group on accountability was going to be, as it is, a cross-community working group, but it actually is not. It's a cross-community group on accountability. That means, and that appears now to have been the case, that this group is available to absolutely everyone that put their name in the hat. And so the question on there was, I haven't seen many at-large people on there. Should we send out a call for people to go and join that group? Originally, we were going to have a process to select people to go and join that group, thinking that it was following the cross-community working group system of having 5 members per SOAC and SG.
But recall,
that seems to be not
Olivier,
the case.
If the registry stakeholder group statement, which everyone may endorse, is honored, there will be a new cross-constituency working group on accountability. If ICANN goes ahead with their current plan, then it seems to be an open group unless that gets changed.
So it's Olivier speaking. So in addition to the Accountability and Governance Public Experts Group on one side, the ICANN Accountability and Governance Coordination Group on the other, and the ICANN Accountability and Governance Cross-Community Group. That sounds like very interesting, very, very interesting setup.
I admit I'm lost. Certainly, the group that you're talking about based on the announcements and the pointers in that link, I don't think there's anything for us to do at this point. Yes, we may want to beat the ground and get more people on it if it stays as it is, a completely open group, but let's wait to see if it exists a week and a half from now.
Okay, so that was essentially the gist of the discussion that I wanted to have here and to make sure we're all on the same key. So we're all aware of that. I've had several people asking me about the appointment of people into this ICANN Accountability and Governance Cross-Community Group. What I would suggest then is just sending a reminder email to the ALAC to let everyone interested in this to join that working group, that cross-community group, and see it from there.
With a preamble saying based on the other activity, we don't know where this is going, but you may want to sign up anyway.
This might change. Yeah, exactly.
It's only a mailing list.
Okay, that was the only discussion to have had on that topic, Alan.
Okay.
Need you still to remain on the call for the GAC questions and the topics for the public forum workspace.
I'm still here for four more minutes.
Okay, well, we've got the question for the board that Evan suggested. Does the board of ICANN believe that ICANN itself, the institution, is a stakeholder in the IANA stewardship transition proceedings?
Are
there any other suggested questions for the board?
You could widen that into the accountability and the stewardship. There's two different issues, and I think it's a relevant question in both.
I consider that a friendly amendment.
Okay, maybe not written in the way that I've drafted it on the action items, but I'll work with staff to try and smooth this out a little bit. Alan, your hand is still up.
No, it isn't. You're imagining it.
It's currently up on the... It's not anymore. Okay. Right. Finally, so the GAC, the discussion with the GAC, that's going to be an important meeting because I remind you all we have not had a meeting with the GAC when we were in London. And so on this, we have an open floor on that, basically. I know that there's been a lot of discussion with regard to the change in the board, the board threshold for going against GAC advice, but that doesn't appear to have been such a big issue in that large. So we might wish to discuss other things with the GAC.
Olivia, this is Evan.
Evan, you have the floor.
Actually, I agree with you. Not only is it something that ALAC has not taken a strong issue with, but it's probably not the kind of thing that needs to be taken up with the GAC itself. I think the GAC itself probably is in favor of having the kind of things that are recommended. What I just want to draw your attention to is the ongoing issue of public interest commitments, the PICs, the PABs, all of that. And so essentially, any headway in getting ICANN to change its minds about the way that it's doing public interest commitments, our last shot at this is getting the GAC to stand up and say some action needs to be taken on this. Short of that, we basically are yelling into a tunnel. And so I would suggest, if everybody else is okay with it, that we put forward a question asking if the board still feels strongly about better treatment of PICs in Category 1 TLDs, and if it's prepared to work with us on getting ICANN to change its ways on this. We don't have much time to work with. ICANN has already started to sign contracts with Category 1 TLDs in contravention of the GAC asking it to hold off. So we're basically running out of options. If the GAC isn't willing to work with us on this, we basically might as well give up on it. But frankly, I wouldn't like to give up on it, at least without
asking the GAC if they still feel strongly about this. Thank you. Obviously, I'm not giving you specific wording, but I'm asking if they're still interested in the topic.
And notice someone was recording what Evan said earlier in the sentences. He said board where he meant GAC.
That's correct, yes. Thank you for this, Alan, and thank you for this, Evan. Effectively, yes, that would work. I'm just thinking how we could bring this forward. Evan, you mentioned that the GAC Category 1 was asking for a suspension of delegation. The reply that I had from Heather on this was that this was not explicitly the case. There was certainly no blocking of delegation based on the public interest commitments.
And in fact, that goes to the heart of some of the problems, is that the last GAC advice, while the very fact that they mentioned it was noteworthy, they weren't really very forceful about it. It was done in the form of a series of questions to the board as opposed to a request for action. So what I want to ask of the GAC at this point is, does it want to take any action at this point? Because the lack of any action basically means that the status quo goes ahead.
If I may intervene, I think the question is the GAC still interested in any action alone or with us to try to make sure that Category 1 TLDs, there's more control over them? So
that Category 1, to try to make sure that Category 1 TLDs have what?
I'm not going to try to reword the wording because I left a minute ago, but...
Yeah, you said, is the GAC still interested?
Is there any interest in pursuing the issue to which PABs were addressed? And we can refine the wording in the next day or two. I think that's what Evan was saying.
Okay, thank you for this, Alan. So I've made a note on this on my little pad here. So would the GAC be ready to take action at this point with regards to Category 1 TLDs, or is the GAC still interested in any action to make sure that Category 1 TLDs are...
Is this something still on their radar, or have they shrugged their shoulders and said, it's too late, we're giving up?
Yeah, and three, is there any interest in addressing the issue to which PABs were addressed?
Yeah, which I think those are all the same questions.
Yeah,
I gotta go. Thank you all. Bye bye.
Thank you for this, Alan.
Anyway, sorry, I dropped off the call, but I'm back on.
Okay, thanks. I've put in the action items the very rough text on the questions for the GAC. I think that we've got that's only dealing with PABs and PICs. Any other suggestions with regards to the questions or the topics of discussion with the GAC?
This is Evan. I wouldn't mind finding out the GAC's feeling about having a new round of GTLDs so quickly before the consequences of the first set of applications, before the first round is complete. ICANN seems to be in a rush to do a new set of applications without waiting for the dust to settle or reviewing what happened from the first set. I wonder if the GAC has a take on that, or if GAC members have a take on that. Thanks.
What is the GAC's feeling, Olivia speaking, what is the GAC's feeling about having a new round of GTLD applications starting before the review of the first round of GTLDs is complete? Is that okay?
Before assessing the impact of the first round.
Okay, thank you for this, Evan. Any other questions or topics for the GAC? None for the time being. Okay, thank you. And finally, we now have the third, which is the LA topics for the public forum. You will have seen another email that I've sent to the ALAC a little bit earlier today detailing the special high-interest topics. In fact, they're not called special high-interest topics. They're called high-interest topics. I've just added the S in front of it as a joke. But they are the topics at the beginning of the week. Now we have the end of the week. The Thursday, there would be specific topics to address. Are there any topics that you would like to see discussed in the public forum? And yes, I already know that the public forum often sounds like the same cranky wheels and the usual suspects going behind the mic, but are there any points that the ALAC would like to make and push forward? Any topic that we feel particularly strongly about? And I realize there are very few people left on this call at the moment. Non-ALT members are encouraged to speak as well if they wish to, since we don't really have a long queue here. Well, okay, that doesn't seem to be very inspired at the moment. I think we might have to leave this one empty for the time being and think in the next 48 hours. When do we have to have those ready by, Heidi? Is it by tomorrow, tomorrow the 25th, or can we wait until the 26th, Friday the 26th? Hello, is anybody there? Am I the only person left?
Oh, sorry.
On the call?
No, sorry. I was on mute. And on one hand, I thought I'd reached my own quota for questions, but I have this comment. Why do we have to make a decision now on what we say at the public forum? People get up at the public forum and read statements that they've written 30 seconds before they stand up to speak. Why are we being called upon to have this kind of thing done in advance? I think it's perfectly acceptable for us to wait till we get through our policy session on Thursday night and decide at that time if there's something worth standing up to speak about later on Thursday. So we have our policy meeting on Thursday. Let's decide then what we want to talk about at the public forum. Why do we have to decide that now at all?
Evan, it's Olivier speaking. The public forum is organized in a series of subsections. So, for example, there'd be one section on new GTLD, one section on ATRT, one section on ICANN accountability, and then one section on pretty much anything else. And
understood.
So the discussion on pretty much anything else is the one that is fully open for 100 people to stand at the mic. And what we are given here is we're not being asked whether, what we are going to say on the microphone. We are being asked whether we would like any part of the public forum to have a theme that we are interested in particular. So if we are interested in having an Atlas II public forum input, we could say, well, we would like to have some time to discuss Atlas II in the public forum, and therefore, the board would reserve, say, 15 minutes for anybody who is interested in commenting or talking about Atlas II to come to the mic. Now, of course, I'm not suggesting that we do such a thing, but I'm saying this is to give the idea of the topics that we would be interested in.
Oh,
so if you're interested in saying, well, we would like 15 minutes for people to come to the mic and talk about ICANN accountability or talk about, express their views on, the public interest or the end user at ICANN or something like that. That is our time for us to suggest this.
Okay. I'm assuming there's already going to be a slot about accountability issues?
Very likely, yes.
Okay. If you can put any comment into that, add the word trust into that. Accountability and trust. Because one of the things we've been talking about in future challenges is that accountability and transparency are all very laudable, they're all very necessary, but they're not ends in themselves. They are means to an end. The actual end is public trust. And I'm wondering if it is worth working that into whatever ICANN decides they want to do in the public forum about accountability. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much for this, Evan. Any other comments on this? And I think that would be fine, Evan. It's Olivia speaking, accountability and trust. And I could basically say, emphasizing on the fact we don't want just to have accountability as the header, but we would like to have trust in there. That would certainly open the door for any of us to be able to go to the microphone and introduce the topic and focus on the trust side. I think that's a very good point. Okay, I think that this is enough for us at the moment. If any of you have any additional suggestions for the questions for the board, the GAC, the public forum, all of what we've been discussing here, please add them directly to the wiki, and they are linked to this agenda page. And with this, since we've already dealt with agenda item number 6, this takes us to agenda item number 7. So 6 was selection of delegates for the Community Working Group on Accountability, and what we have found out is that there is not going to be a need for a selection for the time being, and taking any time on this is probably not worth it, since there might be changes if the statement from the registry stakeholder group gets traction across supporting organizations and advisory committees. And that therefore takes us to number 7, any other business.
Is this our last call before Los Angeles?
That's correct, Evan. It is our last call before Los Angeles.
So it's your last call as chair, and it's my last call as alt member.
That is correct as well, Evan. And I was going to say a few words on this.
And devs.
And it's devs as well, last call as alt member. So the 3 remaining ALT members on this call are having their last call, as at least in their current positions, 2 of them moving out of the ALT and 1 of them moving out of the chairing position and having someone else take over afterwards. So it's been really great to work with you guys, for some of you for many, many years. And yeah, it's difficult to look back. I don't know how many conference calls we've held together, but I can say that I think we've spoken more time to each other than I have spoken to my family and my friends in the past few years. And that certainly is interesting. I'm going to miss chairing those calls, but no doubt Alan will do an excellent job of it in the future, and no doubt he will be able to do something which I've never managed to do, which is to stick to the time that is allocated for such a call. Thankfully today, yes, it is 21:27, which is 3 minutes to go until the end of this call, and so for the first time ever, after I don't know how many hundreds of ALT calls, it had to be the last one for it to be within the bounds.
But never let it be said you couldn't pull it off.
Well, there you go. It was finally done. And that's why I was so concerned asking for any other business. But usually Alan comes out with an idea and says, oh, I've got this important topic. Alan has left early today. Evan, I hope you don't have any big other business to come up with. Dave, neither. And Evan, if you'd like to say a few words, and Dave, too, as well, on your last ALT call.
No, for me, it's just so long, and thanks for all the fish.
Thank you, Evan and Dave. Is Dave able to speak? I'm not even sure if his microphone is working. That would be terrible.
I think he must be cheered up.
Dave and Auntie Lixing is typing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 more minutes until the official end of this call. Thanks. It's been an honor. Well, thanks, Dave. It's been a real pleasure to work with you, and an honor. And thank you very much, staff, for having been able to keep up with us for all these years. It's been a real pleasure to work with you as well. And it has been a tough road and some tough days, and we still are in the middle of battle, but it's great to be working with such a team. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the end of this call. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, and goodbye to everyone. This call is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.